This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Looking for the perfect treat to sweeten your day? Paris Baguette has you covered with expertly crafted cakes, flaky pastries, and handcrafted coffees. And for a limited time, indulge in pure Nutella bliss. From Nutella-filled croissants and donuts to cakes and delicious Nutella lattes, every bite and sip is rich Nutella perfection. Order online at parisbaguette.com or in the app using promo code PB3OFF15 to get $3 off your purchase of $15 or more through May 11th. Participation may vary. Limit 1.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Yeah, we're going to get an update from the Masters with Dan Reardon, no relation, down there in Augusta. You know, it's interesting. I love PGA Tour Radio as I promote satellite radio, being a terrestrial radio guy. Brian Kittrick is a friend, and he's doing great coverage right now. They call it Masters Radio right now on Sirius XM. But I was listening to a great interview last night with a guy that was also named Reardon. Dan and I spell the names exactly the same way. There are variations. But this guy was... he's one of the caddies for a big player out there, and it was really a fascinating conversation. I told Dan to track him down, and he might just do that. I think it was Jason Day's. Yeah, Jason Day's caddy, who is named Reardon. But Dan is down there. He's been tracking the leaderboard. We'll have an update at 5:45. I have a really, really great column by a guy by the name of John Cass that I want to share. John is a columnist from Chicago. He used to be at the Chicago Tribune. He's one of my favorite columnist in history. He's not the best radio guest, so we don't invite him on the air very much. Don't tell him that. But he's a great columnist, and he wrote about sacrifice and the unwillingness of our generation, certainly a younger generation, to make sacrifices, especially when juxtaposed with older generations. So I want to share that with you. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. Here's a guy, though, that is good on the radio. Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast, back with us to kind of talk us off the panicking ledge, if you will. How are you, Dwayne? Good afternoon.
I am doing great, Mark. You talked about the Masters. So far to you, you got a choice between two moments. Which one is your favorite moment from the Masters? The little girl, the little daughter of Rory McIlroy sinking the putt?
Poppy.
Or Fred Couples hitting that eagle shot.
I think Couples. I think Freddie Couples, because I like him so much.
65.
Poppy is pretty cute. Yeah, because he's been there for 40 years. And Dwayne, I don't know how I missed this. Maybe it's just because I didn't remember, but I guess I was unaware and forgotten that Freddie Couples and Jim Nantz were college roommates in Houston.
Yeah. They go way back together.
That's unbelievable. All right, before we get into all the politics, can we talk about something I haven't addressed yet? I'm guessing that you may have talked about this earlier. This was a harrowing moment on CNN last night, Dwayne. I'm a little surprised that Anderson Cooper does not have a job today, or that he was not fired. He still does have a job. But listen to what happened on CNN Live.
Bernie Sanders. I want to introduce Grace Thomas. She's a local civil rights attorney. She's a Democrat, Grace.
They, them pronouns, actually. Thank you.
Oh
my God. You heard what happened there. He said she, and they said, I'm not a she.
Where is the litigation? Where is the litigation? Where is the lawsuit?
There should be one. I hope there is. I hope they're filing it right now. My goodness, how can he still have a job? I mean, if that happened on Fox, they'd be talking about it for days on CNN and in the New York Times, right?
Yeah, it's just such a silly thing. It's just a silly thing all the way around.
Well,
but if that's their rules, then we should. It's one set of rules, right?
Well, but piggybacking off that, this is something else I haven't talked about today, is this this deal with Carolyn Leavitt. So basically they are saying, and the New York Times did do a story about this, they're saying if you have pronouns in your bio, you might not get a response from the White House. Now, personally, I love this because I hate the virtue signaling that goes on out there with these reporters, but I'm sure they don't love it, do they?
Oh, I think that's just grand that she's doing that. Because here's the thing. Freedom of speech means that you have the right to speak. If you want to go outside and just scream at the moon, you've got the right to do so. There's nowhere in there where you have a right to be heard, right? And that's what she's doing is, fine, you can email me all you want. You want me to respond? Respond like a normal person. Don't be, you know, if you're going to be one of these pronoun people and go way off track and you're signaling where you're coming from, why am I wasting my time with you?
Yeah, well, I think it's a very valid journalistic question. And I made that point with the news director here of KSDK, who's the NBC affiliate. I got into a little dust-up with a reporter last year by the name of Michelle Lee. I had no idea really who she was, but I noticed that she had she, her in her pronouns, and I kind of called her out on Twitter, you know, for virtue signaling. That began a back and forth where Michelle then declared that she had allegiance to the LGBTQIA+ community. My response was, well, wait a second. We have this big issue here in St. Louis that, you know, went national with Jamie Reed, the whistleblower at WashU with the trans, you know, gender-affirming care. My point was, journalistically, I asked Art Holliday, who's an alum of my alma mater, University of Missouri Journalism School. I said, Art, how can someone, you know, fairly report on something related to the Alphabet Mafia when they're declaring their allegiance to the Alphabet Mafia? Now, that's a rhetorical question, Dwayne, as you know. You simply cannot. But these reporters, they're all on that progressive side. They do it because they want a virtue signal. How would you able to get fair treatment when you know going in that someone's declaring which side they're on?
My granddad used to have a saying, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, right? And at some point, another saying he said is, don't bother putting lipstick on a pig. It just wastes your time and annoys the pig. If somebody's going to signal that that's where they're coming from, that's their worldview, that's what they're going to bring to the conversation, there's a lot more important things for this White House to be doing than to go back and dealing with this kind of nonsense.
Thank you. One of the things that really jumped out in the New York Times coverage of this, they say this. This is like four or five paragraphs down. The practice of including pronouns such as he, him, or they, them in email signatures and social media bios has become widespread in recent years as a way of clarifying one's gender identity. No, not really. And conveying inclusivity and solidarity for transgender and non-binary individuals. They could have shortened that by just said it's virtue signaling. I mean, that's all it is.
Absolutely. I was on a listener cruise in France a couple of years ago with the Hugh Hewitt Show. And when I was on this cruise, I got introduced to the crowd. And I walked up and I said, my name is Dwayne Patterson, and my adverbs are bigly and goodly. Why is it just so bad adjectives? Why can't we do adverbs, too?
Ooh, I never thought of that. Now my brain's starting to hurt. Good point. All right, let's talk about tariffs and things like that. Here is the Treasury Secretary earlier.
I gave a speech yesterday to 1,400 small and community bankers, and they were so happy to hear from your administration. And I told them Wall Street's done great for the past 4 years, 10 years, 20 years. It can continue doing great. But it's Main Street's turn now, and it's those small bankers through deregulation, through emphasis on Main Street, your Main Street agenda, bringing back jobs, that is going to power the smaller communities.
So this has been a crazy week on Wall Street, up and down. I read something, you know, we were talking about the Masters. This is funny. You know, at the Masters, you got to give up your phone. So there were people that went into Augusta National yesterday morning, and they had no idea what was going to happen. And then they get back on their phones in the evening, and they see what the market did, and they were quite dazzled. Now, today was not quite as fun as yesterday. It was in negative numbers. But there's things that are happening. I think you're encouraging patience, Grasshopper. Right, Dwayne?
Oh, I am. And you know what? There's a lot of people that bring their personal biases about Donald Trump one way or the other, for or against. And I'm just trying to look at this and see what the plan is and try to analyze what the plan is. And if you look at how Trump does things, and if you look at Trump video, even going back into 1990 with Oprah Winfrey on what he thought about tariffs and what his goal is for using tariffs, it's not hard to see what the plan here is. The plan is, with all of the tariffs that he's done, even to our, quote, allies and our friends, that has gotten everybody so angst up, he has gotten the rest of the free world to make a choice. In this century, for the next couple of decades, you're either going to trade fairly with the U.S., and we're going to be your biggest market, and we're going to be the ones that you deal with, or you're going to choose the Chi-Coms. You're going to choose China. It's one or the other. And by slapping the tariffs down on everybody, he got them to all say, well, you know what? You're right. We need to cut a deal. 75 countries are now trying to line up and renegotiate trade deals with the U.S. The world has basically chosen to deal with the U.S. over China. He got the most of the countries of the world, the important countries of the world, to make that choice. Now that he has done that, he pulled back and he paused the tariffs. Everybody wants to say, well, he blinked. No, he didn't. What he did is he got everybody to agree, yes, you caught us, we need to renegotiate a trade deal. For the next 90 days, we're going to hammer out what those deals are going to look like. Trump is pausing stuff in good faith. If these deals don't go the way that the U.S. wants them to go, they're going to go right back on again. The 10% tariff floor that he's going to do, it's not hard for me to see what that is. The 10% baseline floor of a tariff, think of that as an insurance policy or a premium. Think of that as a user fee or a maintenance fee on a timeshare condo that you never visit. If there is a major catastrophe in the world, if you need to protect the world's shipping lanes, if there's something that has to kind of keep the world glued together, which country does everybody go to? The U.S., right? They always come to us. Well, this is going to be like the user fee to have us on retainer. That's what that 10% is.
When you wrote about this in Hot Air, you talked about, look, you've covered this guy, Donald Trump, for a long time, and you referenced an interview that he did with Hugh on Hugh Hewitt's radio show. Share that story.
So this is well before he came down the escalator and decided he was going to run for president in 2015, and he was an expert witness on a House committee looking at the United Nations dealing with fraud and abuse in a refurbishing project to the UN building in Lower Manhattan. They had fielded out bids to different people to try to redo the building because it's a 30, 40-year-old building and it's falling apart. And so Trump was one of the people that tried to put in a bid to put a new skin on the outside of that building and to refurbish it. And he said, I can do it for X amount of dollars. And he was told, no, we can't do that because of God knows what bureaucracy involved.
Oh, I can imagine.
And it went $2 billion over budget, and it still didn't get done right. And so there was a congressional committee to try to get to the bottom of what happened, do some oversight. They brought Trump in as a witness, and he spent 30 minutes, and it was classic Trump. It was all of the ego. It was the self-confidence. It was kind of the sarcastic way that he uses language. But he finally told the congresspeople, well, you know, I tried to do this the easy way, but now you're going to do it this way, and you've got a real mess on your hands. We played every minute of that testimony on the air because it was just classic Trump, not even knowing he was going to run for president. So we interviewed him about that and got to learn about the guy and how he thinks. It's not hard to understand a real estate developer's mentality once you have dealt with them, and that's what Donald Trump is.
Yeah, and I think that that's something that I think a lot of people forget. And I've someone that should have learned this lesson a long time ago, because there's this, you know, instant knee-jerk reaction. The experts all come out with the doom and gloom. Then things turn around relatively quickly. The friends that have been, you know, reaching out to me, my advice is just give it a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months, and let's see where we are. Obviously, even in the last 3 days, there have been some changed minds in Washington about some of this stuff.
It's absolutely evolving.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's evolving.
Look at what the result has now been thus far. You have all these countries that want to renegotiate trade. They're willing to fly to Washington to renegotiate a trade deal. Now, by definition, every one of those trade deals is going to be between marginally better, nominally better, or significantly better for the U.S., right? Which means in every one of these deals, are you going to see us have a worse trade deal than before we started? That doesn't seem to make any logical sense. So it's going to be better for us short, medium, and long term. Now, once you've got all these trade deals going on, what has now happened? You have basically decoupled the rest of the world, or started the decoupling process with the rest of the world with China, and you've now isolated China. And so now you squeeze them, and that's what he's doing. This has always been about squeezing China and dealing with the China problem before they get stronger and we get weaker. It's a problem we have to face anyway. We were going to have to tackle the Chi-Coms at some point because they were getting more aggressive. They still are. Would you rather deal with them now from a position of more strength, or would you rather wait until their military gets even stronger and bigger and our trade deficit and our economic situation gets worse?
Dwayne Patterson is here from HotAir.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. What do you make of the Navarro Musk dust-up, which seemingly is falling on Musk's benefit right now? I don't think Peter's winning this one.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. We've known Peter Navarro about four Peter Navarros ago.
That says a lot, yes.
Because, I mean, he's a California guy. He used to be down in San Diego about, you know, an hour and a half south of us. And Hugh has known Peter personally for a long time, has never agreed with him. He's basically a Democrat.
He's a great radio guest, though, right?
He's
a great guest.
He'll completely fly off the handle, and he'll come in and break the furniture. But the thing about Peter Navarro is he is a no-growther, and he kind of wants to tax and use regulations to grind everything to a halt. He's a no-growther type. Now, why he's around Trump, I think he's just a rope-a-dope guy that's there to kind of go out there and eat up the scenery and make a bunch of noise. But honest to goodness, I don't think that Trump generated his thinking about tariffs by listening to Peter Navarro. That's not who he had in his circle of friends when he was on the Oprah show back in 90, or when he was on any number of different media appearances he's had over the years talking about the need for tariffs.
So just quickly, because I'm going to run out of time here, your take on the budget resolution and then moving into the big, beautiful bill. So they got some votes that maybe were holdouts like Chip Roy and others.
Yep.
I'm not all clear on the particulars of some of the arrangements here, but that seemingly, well, it passed the House, it's going to the Senate, right?
No. This was the House passing what the Senate adopted to be able to fit within the framework of reconciliation. And the House had to take it, and they did, with a couple of extra promises from John Thune in a press conference this morning. So now the shell is there. The one big, beautiful bill warehouse is there. Now it's just, for the next few months, deciding what furniture goes in that warehouse. The shell is now there. We moved to reconciliation. It is now open for business. Now is where the appropriators on both the Senate and the House side start to figure out, okay, so what's going to go in here? What's the tax bill going to look like? This is where all the sausage gets made.
So to be clear on that, because I haven't had a chance, Jason Smith's been avoiding us here for the last couple of weeks, probably because he's busy at House Ways and Means, but the extension of the Trump tax cuts will be included in the big, beautiful bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is going to be, it's not just included, it is the key
the benchmark,
package of it.
Right, yeah.
Everything else is kind of added on to it, but the big selling point of this is going to be the tax package.
But he's going to, in theory, I think what we're hearing is there are going to be more business cuts, and I don't know, is he going further on capital gains?
I've heard that, but again, that's the sausage that's got to get made. Everything up till now was just to create the house, the shell, the warehouse by which everything gets made inside it. Now is where the real work gets done.
Dwayne Patterson, always great to have you on. I appreciate it from the left coast. Have a great week, a great weekend. Enjoy the Masters.
You too.
All right, see ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.